Have you ever dreamed of a life designed by you, not for you? A life where you hold the reins of your financial future? At Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals all walking the path towards financial independence. We understand that success is crafted in the face of adversity. It's in these testing times that we discover our resilience, our determination, and our discipline. That's why we're inviting you to learn more about Become an Investor. It's not just about learning the ins and outs of real estate investing. It's about empowering you to take control of your financial future. We'll provide the tools, but the choice to act, to persevere, and to succeed is yours. Join us and start your journey towards living life by design. Together, we'll turn aspiration into reality and empowerment into success. Learn more at becomeaninvestor.com. So welcome everybody to another episode of Live Life by Design, brought to you by Become an Investor.
Yay.
We're so excited. we're very excited, Steve.
We are, for real. Yeah. We got a full house, man. Absolutely. Everybody's back, huh?
Yes. It's been a minute, but we're all here. So
right on.
High five and kudos to everybody for making it.
Yay.
Yeah. So tonight, like we said, we're all here. Steve.
Hello.
Daniela.
What's up, people? Let's wake up. Come on. Talking about how important it's networking and these people, it's half that.
I know, right?
Wake up.
People, get up.
And of course, Mr. Weecho.
Hey, what's up, guys? Over here, kind of half sleepy.
It's a long day. Man, I know it has been. Yeah. Definitely has been.
Yeah. So let's start off with the quote of the day, right?
You know what? We will. Sorry, guys. Before we started the podcast, I just did it again.
Yeah.
I just got called out on some speaking that I do. See, there I go again. And there we go. See, now that he said that, it's my right? And so I got called out on it. Now I'm thinking about it too much, and I keep doing it.
Yeah.
I blame you, Weecho. I blame you.
No, but you know what? It's a process. And I'll share a quick story, one of my 1 billion stories. There was a guy that would stutter as he spoke. And then he went to a therapist or whatever you call him to help him with the stuttering.
Uh-huh.
And he told him, you know why you stutter? He said, you stutter because now you know you're supposed to stutter. Because it's a safety mechanism for when you feel unsure of what you want to say.
Hmm.
And you hide behind it. You hide behind it. But you haven't realized that yet until you talk about a topic that you fully control.
Hmm.
And it was crazy because he put him to sing, and he was a singer. He wouldn't stutter a bit. He put him in poetry, and he was a poet, and he wouldn't stutter a bit because that was his lane. It was so freaking interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. That is, but you know what? Psychological, I guess, right?
Yeah, let's it away.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, here, let's get into the quote. Everyone you ever meet knows something you don't, by Bill Nye.
Yeah.
And you know what? Weecho just pointed something out to me that I just didn't know, right? Utilizing an or a stutter is something that, what'd you say?
A safety mechanism. Yeah.
I think that was kind of cool. So, yeah. See, you meet somebody who knows something that you don't.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, not that I just met him, but, you know, he shared something I didn't know, which was actually pretty cool. Now I'm going to think about that a little bit. I got to let that sink in a little.
Yeah, I don't mean to go off topic or go off the quote by no means, but totally applicable in the business, okay? I was talking to a homeowner, and she was under dire distress to sell her property, and she would not let me squeeze a word in. And then I told her, you know what? You got to stop. And she said, excuse me? And I said, yes, you have to stop. You're not allowing me to put a word into the conversation. And you know why? Because that's your safety mechanism. Going and going and going and going and going allows you to feel the power and the control. and not letting anybody tell you that you're in trouble, that you're in problems. Therefore, you can never fix them. And then we fix the problems.
Good point.
Everybody has them. They're just different. Let's carry on.
Whoa.
I know. We're starting off deep and not even on topic yet.
Yeah.
Goodness.
That's what happens when you get us all together, right?
Right. That's a great quote, though. Everyone you ever meet knows something you don't. And that is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Anywhere you go, even if, I mean, this is going to sound bad, but even, you know, like a homeless, right? They can,
oh, yeah.
They can teach you so many things.
Absolutely.
So it's not, you know, everybody sees the world a different way.
Yeah.
So you will always meet someone that knows something that you don't know.
Yeah. You know, we used to have the homeless people just, you know, wander around this area a lot back, not this summer, but last summer. And I would go out there, take them some water, and just have a conversations with them. And it was crazy. Like, I spoke to a lady that she was a doctor, and she was laying outside on the floor.
Wow.
And I'm like, what, you're a doctor? And she's like, yeah. I met one of three top neurosurgeons in the U.S. that was homeless. And he just didn't want to deal with anything. So they revoked his license. They figured, man, we don't want this guy to walk out with somebody's brain hanging out, you know? So they revoked his license. But you learn so much from not only from them, but about them and about life.
Yeah.
And about the circumstances that they've been through that has given them the opportunity to have a great story, which you can learn from.
Right.
Because we're not in their shoes. So everybody always has something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
And that, I mean, yeah. I mean, the quote is really good because, to your point, you know, thinking about homeless people and the things that, you know, you don't know them and you prejudge them and then you have that conversation with them.
Yeah.
But even in general, you know, even I think our topic is networking and real estate, even attending networking events, and you look at certain people and you kind of have that prejudge of, oh man, this guy is going to not have much to say or have too much to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then you actually have a conversation with them and they enlighten you with a bunch of shit that, damn, you know, you didn't even think about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that's cool. And I think that, you know, you can't prejudge a book by its cover, right? Right. Because then you're going to miss out on an opportunity to get to know somebody or learn something new that you never even came across.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
I totally agree. That's why you keep networking so you can discover the secrets, right? What's going on outside and how
outside
can you...
Outside your bubble.
Yeah, because sometimes you are so quiet. You know, I start doing my work and sometimes I just put my head underneath the table and I forget about the rest of the world. But the truth is... You need to get out of there, and you need to start networking and keep that feeding yourself with the news, what's going on the market. That's the only way. You need to read. You need to be out there. And most important, you're just going to learn something from that, and you're just going to discover what's out there if you learn to listen.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because you are not going to know anything if you are not open to listen. When you start talking about yourself, doing exactly what I'm doing right now, do not stop talking. Stop listening.
But I think this is good, and I think it ties into a quote that from a guest that we had a few episodes back. God, I can't think of his name. It was your friend that you started or worked with in the business at the beginning time of your career in real estate investing. Or sometime.
Kylie?
Carrillo?
Yeah.
Carrillo.
And he quoted, I think his quote was of Socrates, right? And he said something to the extent of, the more I think I know, the less I know. Something to that extent, right? That kind of ties to this. Because even though you may think you know a whole lot about something, you meet somebody new and they just enlighten you in a whole different way. Maybe even on a topic that you've been studying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's, I mean, it's really cool to kind of have that, look at things from a different lens.
Yeah, right? And hear absolutely.
Those stories from people.
But you know what? Even further important, and before this, acknowledging this step, acknowledging this quote, that everyone you meet knows something you don't, before this even goes into play, is acknowledging the fact that you can forever be a sponge. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And not lock yourself down into that space of, no, you can't teach me anything. Well, what am I going to get from you? You know, there's a lot of people that fall into that arrogance for whatever success meant to them at certain stage in life. They got to that pinnacle, and then they think they're untouchable. They think there's nothing else to discover. And then they go into this mind fuck where they lock themselves down and are just not open to new possibilities. You can never say nothing right to them, ever.
Yeah.
And that sucks. That sucks for them.
That's like
Because, I mean, that's just like a limit you set on yourself, right?
Yeah.
No, that's just their limit beliefs on them. They think they know everything. And that, for me, when I start to listen to people like mm-hmm. that, it's just a bomb of negativity. I'm just like, right. You know, I hate it.
It doesn't go. Yeah, it doesn't go far.
Yeah.
No, but let's get into the bullet points here. We have a bunch to touch on. I'm going to just eyeballing it. Maybe like 14, 16 different important points to talk about in the value of networking in general, not only in real estate. But I want to say that the intention behind all these steps is what's going to give you the value within the step. Don't just go across and check the box just to, you know, finish off the list. But what's your intention between each and every one of these steps? So the first one, team, what can you tell me about lead generation? Don't push each other. Come on.
I know. I was looking at Danny. I thought Danny was going to say something, but yeah.
Don't fight over it.
I mean, ultimately, right, lead generation. And while networking, well, I mean, that's kind of the prime avenue, right, for your leads. If you can find somebody who is actually has any, I mean, I shouldn't say it like that, but I mean, it's a good way to generate leads, right? It's a good way to have conversations with people who may possibly have something that you're looking for, right? But I mean, I don't know. I look at networking from two aspects of things. Like, one is what you need, but what about what the other person needs as well?
Yeah.
So I look at networking from the perspective of what kind of value can I also bring? It can't be just one-sided. Right. You know what I mean? But staying on topic here, it is a way to generate leads.
Yeah.
And have conversations with people.
Yeah. You know, when I network, I never go see what I can take.
Right.
I never do that. I always see what I can bring. Absolutely 100% of the time where I network, my mind goes into that. Who can I connect with that I can be a resource to?
Right.
You know, if you don't have the resources, be resourceful. Even though I feel like I have my resources in play, these people don't know me.
Right.
Right. And the quote says, everyone you meet knows something you don't.
Exactly.
There you go.
Right.
And you begin to build like that trust, right?
Yeah.
That relationship. So when you come off as, hey, this is what I can provide. This is the value I have versus, oh, well, what can you give me? Or what do you have with, you know, what can you offer? Then it's like, oh, you come off a little like, you know, are you really trustworthy? Can I do business with you?
You know.
Yeah. So.
But think about that. Yeah. I totally agree with that. When you talk about lead generation, what comes on my mind, it's like, you know what you don't know, it's what's the problem, right? When you need to go on the door and you're building, you're generating leads, when you get that and you are going to talk maybe with a homeowner, on that moment, it goes back to the quote, you don't know what they need, right? So you need to go and reach out to them. So you can know and help. So you can offer something that they need. So you can offer a solution. But you first need to understand what's going on. they know what's going on. You don't.
Right. And I think that's a good point because it also ties into the quote, because now you're meeting somebody.
Yeah.
And now you're the person, you know, that they're meeting that may know something that they don't.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think that's yes, cool. But it's a different type of networking though.
How? What do you mean?
Yeah. Like, you know, networking in a networking group. Where you have various businesses come together or various entrepreneurs come together, that's a different type of networking.
Right, yeah.
And that of working your business.
Yeah, but they also can bring you to a, I say door knocking, but the truth is when you're talking with someone, you never know.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I missed the point of door knocking. I thought you said networking. I'm sorry.
No, it's
yeah, that's where I was. That threw me off a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's networking. But yes, I did think about door knocking. But on the realities, everyone can be someone out there running on their own lives with their own problems. And you're just going to be able to solve or, you know, bring something that it's going to add value if you're listening, so you can can do your part.
I just thought of something now. There you go. What? Networking through door knocking.
It's true. You just met a guy that is what?
Yeah, 100%, right?
Yeah.
You
another real estate investor who's doing ADUs, which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Talking. You never know. Networking is 24/7, you know, 365 days a year, you talk and talk. You never
always
stop.
An opportunity. Yeah. Always an opportunity to meet somebody new, right?
100%.
And expand your network.
Yeah, 1,000%. So the next one, access to off-market deals. Who wants to chime in on that one?
One of the biggest ones. I love that one. I love because there is never enough information that you don't know. You don't know what they have on their pocket. If you're talking with people, I'm just like blowing my mind about, and right now with this buyer thing and with the new laws, this is even, I mean, giving me another inspiration to know who has the listings, right? If I'm looking for listings, but I'm not, but if I know that now I'm going to be a point of contact for people that wants to just sell straight and not even go there, that just give me another open door.
Oh, you mean with the settlement that just...
Yes.
What this is creating. Yeah.
That,
again, depending on how you're looking at it, right? So for if we narrow it down and focus it on upcoming investors, new people that are looking to get into the industry... access to off-market deals sounds very sexy, but it's sometimes very unreal.
I think that's something that may come through networking, right? Where you actually meet somebody, but that's right. But that's a relationship-based type thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You don't just show up to a networking event, find an agent, be like, hey,
yeah, no.
Give me all your pocket listings. I mean,
there's some legwork in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But that goes back to what we're talking about, right? When you're going to start networking, what kind of value can you bring to the group? And that's always, like you, my focus on what can I bring? Because you can't just take, you know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I mean that. But that's something that's going to come with a relationship.
Yeah, and you know, one thing that I don't see here in the list we're going to be talking about is the consistency in networking. If you're going to go and show up to a networking event one time and then skip town, just stay home.
Yeah, nobody's going to. You know what I think is funny is to see the guy who goes over there to network with a big stack of cards and I'm just here to get rid of my cards.
What's the point?
Exactly.
Just stay home. I mean, I've watched Breaking Bad maybe 4 times already. I love it.
Do it again.
I'll probably go do it again, man. You know, it's like, why the hell spend the money on your business cards, right? Go buy yourself some new shoes or something. Don't waste your fucking money on business cards and then just go think you're going to score a home run with one time visit.
Yeah.
It's the consistency in the groups. You know, it's that relationship building is only shown through the consistency of showing up to those networking groups.
Right. And not just that, but then the people that you do make friends with, supporting any of their personal company events.
Yep.
Showing up and being a networking partner, if you will.
Yeah. Right? An advocate to their project.
100%.
Yeah.
Because it's way too many people just show up and think, here's my card. Now the phone's going to ring. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah,
it's not just the way networking works.
Yeah, but even in general, right? It's like, when I first met you, it wasn't like, hey, partner material. Hey, no, we had to get to, everybody has to get to know each other. And
yeah,
it's all about relationship building. And I think that piece gets missed so much
a lot
in networking.
I think it's the single most overseen piece, undervalued, underestimated section of networking is that consistency, that continuance to show up. Yep. Everybody wants a quick buck, quick result. And they think if they do their hair nice today and put on their best suit and show up to the meeting, then everybody's going to want to be, playing in their field.
Right. And they cut their arms to one or two.
Yeah. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah. You want to become a familiar face, right?
And 100%.
Not just check the box. Okay. I went now next to the next event.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way, man. I mean, and even then so say you're part of a networking group, and I learned this early on in my investing career, would go just touch and go with different people and do business with different people. It was good for the instant gratification, because everybody would seem to navigate towards the one person having the most results at that time. But then that didn't give any consistency in time. And then with consistency, no loyalty. And then with no loyalty, you're not on their preferred list. It's like you don't become an asset to their team. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when you're stuck and you know that you have a creative problem solver on your team, you immediately go to that creative problem solver without spending any breath overthinking it. You know who to go to, because that person is your resource. That person has shown to continue showing up, and your credibility, reliability, all these different factors is what networking gives you the opportunity to show. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sarah, you were going to say?
No. I'm just agreeing with what you're saying. Yeah.
But I think that all those points that you were touching on, now can help. Now is where you can start leveraging those people to be referrals, like people that can refer for you, mm-hmm. or even build a good relationship with them where they can even become affiliates for your company, right? But again, I think it's if you're showing up, if you're doing all the things that we're just talking about, and kind of, I don't want to say check the boxes, but building those relationships, there's opportunity there.
Yeah,
there's opportunities to get referrals from their customers. Or them to refer their customers and vice versa. But even, if that relationship continues to work out well, maybe you can even make them an affiliate for your company.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in the construction industry, so many phases to construction and rehabbing and flipping and all that. Every one contractor that I've ever used, if I lead them to some phase of the rehab or whatever, they tell me, how much do you want for you? 300, 500, $1,000. What is it? Relative to the amount of work, right? To the size of the contract. I tell them, no. Why don't you get that $500, that $700, $1,000, and go buy your guys a nice lunch, and then just give them a couple extra hours to not harass them about getting it done. Take your time. Because the $1,000, the $500 that you're going to give me aren't going to give me out of the situation if you do something wrong. So why don't you just buy a couple more hours for you and your guys to make sure everything is done right across the board with the project, And they say, oh, wow, so I'm already planning to give you good quality work. Okay, good. I appreciate the kickback offer, but keep it to yourself, and it tells me that you have little wiggle room with the money. So just buy yourself some more time for yourself and your guys, and make sure everything's clean afterwards. right?
Yeah.
It makes them look good. It makes me look good. It makes the other investors or contractors look good. Everybody's feeling good. You create a good team, a good project, and everybody wants to work together again.
Yeah, you need to build your relationship. For me, like networking, you are just going to get the results of networking. Anything that it's positive that's going to come from network if you keep showing up. Mm-hmm. That is the reality.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have a bunch of advantages, right, when you are doing your networking, but you're just going to be able to do that, to use that, you know, to you, for your team. If you use the right team, if you show up on the right time, mm-hmm. and if you learn to share. I mean, you go there, you help your other investor, and you're sharing some knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. And the same way it comes back to you.
Yeah.
For you to get a good relationship with someone that is probably going to send you a good off-market property,
a deal,
whatever it is.
Even a good contractor.
It's just going to happen if you already have that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is the networking.
Yeah.
I need to agree with all of you. Don't think you're going to show up one day and say, hey, here. You know, get to here. I don't like money, so here. How about you take care of this here, baby? Just no. It's the relationship to get the referrals. It's the relationships to get another contractor to, you know, help you in the next job. Relationships. Yep. It's all about the relationships.
But even with those relationships, networking. Right? Not even for even outside of referrals or. Affiliate marketing or whatever it is we're talking about, but even what about personal development? Somebody that you can talk to, someone that, you know, maybe you, maybe
is
a profile. How do we say that? A profile above you or two above you that you can pick their brain, that you can help them. They can help you. Maybe you happen to be stuck at that point in time. You meet this person that can help you get unstuck.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of advantages, right? Of, again, building relationships and then being able to, I mean, get some personal development out of that. That's badass.
Yeah.
You know, I have a good friend of mine. I was he was my brother. He networks all the time. Mm-hmm. He tells me 60% of his business or 65% of his business comes from networking and networking events.
Yeah.
And he's always posting and stuff about his networking events. But then, hey, you know what? Met so-and-so at this networking event. And now, you know, he'll post stuff about their specific
Edify.
Event. Exactly. And it works wonders for him.
Yeah.
But his thought isn't, oh, let me go over there and do this so I could get business out of it.
Right.
Again, it goes back to what we're saying at the start of this. What kind of value can I bring to the group? Mm-hmm. And, oh, you know what? You need support at your event, at your personal event. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go and I'm going to bring some people that I work with to, you know, help fill your room.
Mm-hmm.
And 65% of his business comes out of that because he does the right thing by helping other people grow on their end.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty That's badass.
Awesome. Yeah, it is. It's that edification trifecta.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Where you go and you edify someone that you know within your team, and then that someone comes back and edifies you.
Yep.
You know, so in that three-step process, it's you're talking to a prospect, step number one, about a second individual, right? And then that individual sends it back, the third step, to you. And so now the prospect is like, oh, wow, I'm surrounded by a bunch of great people. They're all in the same lane. They're all working together with the same objectives. This is where I want to be. You know, I want to be part of this group. I want to continue networking with these people.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, moving forward, access to resources and support. I guess we've been sprinkling that in the conversation, right?
Like, yep.
It's always somebody has something you don't have. Or knows someone or something you don't know.
Right.
So anyone want to drop some
I would drop something like this. I was talking as a lawyer the other day, mm-hmm. right? And long, short story, we're talking about LLCs.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me his point of view. And while I was talking about it, he's just like, well, you want to do this? Because I have other projects and I need this. And he's just like, okay, how is the, and then he's just like, how is the real estate? Or just like, still have a bunch of opportunities. And he's like, it just like right there, he's just like, if I want to put some money in the project, is that okay to put with you? You know, I was just like, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So if you understand what's going on, what you're doing, and you're the person on the other side comes with their knowledge and look at you and say, okay, it works. That it's the credibility that you're building on yeah. that moment. Yeah. Right.
Well, that's actually the next point, enhancing your credibility and reputation.
I guess I'm.
But the thing is that all these are connected.
Yeah. 100%. That's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. You cannot go or move forward if you don't build the next step.
Yeah.
It's always like yesterday, what I think I was talking on the accountability or group, and I was talking about the fear, right? But and it has nothing to do with this, but and it does, because if you don't know what it's going to help, and on the other end, for you to pass that phase, you need to look 10 years forward. That is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the same thing. It's what happened on real estate. You always need to be building the next level.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Every time I go out, I try to.
This podcast is sponsored by Become an Investor. Here at Become an Investor, we believe in you and your unique potential. We're a community of like-minded individuals, all working a path towards financial independence. We're about empowering you to take control of your financial future. Well, how? Well, most of us got started with foreclosure leads, and you now can too. Follow the link in the show notes below, and for a limited time, you can get our foreclosure ebook. With that, we'll also send you up to 10 free leads in your local area. So get those leads. Get this book so you too can get started on your path to living life by design. Now back to the podcast.
Learn something new, and if I can share the knowledge that I got on that moment, like... Even the other day, I'm on the networking thing, and they teach me how to do a list on iPhone. Just like, how do you do this?
Yeah, I mean,
and then this guy.
It's a tool that you need.
He is insurance. He's on insurance, a broker insurance, and he's just like, hey, Danny, let me show this. Everybody, you just do this, and that. I'm just like, this is great, like. So simple thing, right? It's just so simple.
Makes your life easier.
Makes easier. And then you start talking a bunch of BS that has nothing to do even mm-hmm. with the event that I'm on. And 2 minutes later, I'm showing the other girls. It was just like, hey, I just learned this. And you pass on. And guess what? I'm grateful and they are grateful.
Yeah.
And I just saw today that's a video. They just did a video about that because it went viral. Like,
oh, right on.
Everybody was talking about that. And it's
everybody was bringing value. It was a chain reaction.
So little and so effective. Valuable.
Yeah.
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 So
yeah.
That is what happened when you start, you know, giving back, I guess, and sharing.
Right.
You build it up. I mean, I don't care. If I learn something, I just want to throw right there.
Yeah.
And, you know, or share. I think that is what brings value for the next. So.
That's actually one of the topics, right? Knowledge and information and sharing that knowledge and information. And
resource sharing.
Right. Oh, no, I skipped.
Oh, I super skipped. I went to the end of the page.
Oh, man. You're not staying in order. I was, at least. I only skipped one.
Oh, you skipped
what?
Oh, my goodness.
You turned the page. We're talking about... what were we talking about?
Building a strong network. Can help with your credibility in the industry. So,
yeah.
Anyways, I think everything that you do on the networking, it's going to help you on the next. Either if it's for the next event that you're going, right? If it's the next group of people that you're going to share what you know. You have the students here. What mm-hmm. do? You share a bunch of information, right? And you give that to them.
Mm-hmm.
You're sharing what you know. And if you don't know, then you're going to look for someone on your networking. So one of you guys, I mean, so nobody gets stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just how it's a chain.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's incredible. I love networking. I've met a bunch of great people. I've created a bunch of long-lasting business relationships, a bunch of long-lasting friendships. Some of my dearest friends came from a networking event. You know, some of the people that I speak, not on a daily basis, but when we do, we talk about sensitive personal circumstances that we're facing in everyday life came from networking events, you know, only because we discovered in the process that we had those similarities.
Right.
You know, and we can relate. You know, and it's so interesting how sometimes we don't give ourselves the chance.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, I think that's something that it can be such a powerful tool, but then we get so busy with our business and everything else, then you kind of put that to the side sometimes, you know what I mean? And I think networking is something that we all, you know, in the room and everybody listening should really make plans to at least do, right, attend some kind of event that you can kind of find and attend and kind of make that maybe your home plate for a little while
mm-hmm.
to see what you can do to help them grow. What kind of value can you bring, but also what can you do to help that group grow as well?
Yeah.
Because I think it's a big, big, big miss because, you know, and I'll speak for myself. I was doing a lot of networking a couple of years back and we actually brought some people in and had them on the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Through that group. And they were a pretty solid group. I thought there was a pretty good group of people. But then they kind of went away, right? Or I guess it was like the beginning of this year or the beginning of the end of last year. But I think they've revived that group again. I want to get back out there again and start, you know, kind of networking with that group again. I'm sure it's going to be a little different. But I think everybody should make it a point to at least once a month or twice a month, whatever you can do, to get out there and just expand on your field of people, if you will.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then again, you know, just network and get to know more people because there's a lot of value in it.
There's a bunch mm-hmm. of value, a ton of value. I last week I got invited to, I forget the name of the mansion, but I got invited to a big mansion.
Playboy?
No, I was kind of hoping it was that one. But no, I got invited to this mansion. I'm going to ask again. I'll be there Wednesday. And it's my Wednesday networking group that I go to. And I've been showing up so consistently. I've been one of the top people showing up consistently.
and I've been
going with the intention of just bringing value in whatever area I can, that I've kind of got invited into the inner circle of their little group. And then Wednesday we had a little conversation after everybody was gone. And they said, you know what, we want to invite you to a CEO mastermind at somebody's mansion in LA. And this is a 2-day thing, full-blown business mastermind for free.
Nice.
You know, they're paying for my ticket.
Nice.
To go there.
Really cool.
Just to be part of their team. So I'm like, oh, wait, you're not going to slap me with the ticket afterwards? Like, no, just be part, just join us in our team and you're going to go represent our team, us, just to share what we have going on. And then I said, okay, well then, you know, is this like a marketing type of thing? They're like, no, nope. You know, you can, full disclosure, just talk about your business. But all we want is your view of business.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
But it was just that consistency of showing up, showing up, showing up, you know, and being true, being real. Mm-hmm. Like I told the facilitators of that networking event, you know, they asked me for my opinion in front of everybody. And I told them, you want me to say it now or you want me to wait till the lights are like off, everybody's gone? No, now. And I told them, I believe this and this and this and this, and I see this and this and this and this. And the guy got so agitated, he started like fucking this and fucking that, like that. But he needed to vent. He needed to let that go. And I guess just me being so real with everybody there, you know, and I don't hold back, right, is what positioned me in that spot where they selected me out of everybody to take me on this two-day mentorship with a bunch of CEOs, with, you know, million-dollar generators, just to go mastermind shit about business.
Badass.
And that's the power of networking, mm-hmm. right? I didn't go there trying to be the smartest guy in the room or trying to be the top contributor, as they call them now on Facebook and all that shit. I just went there to meet a new group of people, you know? And it led to something beyond what I even intended at the beginning. And it's great. So what happens now, you know, like I tell everybody, you want a great coach, get in proximity to somebody that has access to that great coach. Like our mission statement says, become an investor is a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. We will for always be a stepping stone to everybody's wildest dreams. Because you have to get started. It doesn't mean that we're it. We're just part of the process.
Yep.
And in networking is where you start discovering these different steps that you have to take mm-hmm. alongside different individuals. Because it's not one individual that's going to take you across the finish line.
That's right.
Definitely not. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'll say it in full disclosure, become an investor is not, and I don't mean bad karma on us. It's just the concept of the company. We aren't going to be the company that's going to take you across the finish line. We want to be the company that slaps you in the face and tells you, look at you, son of a, get up and do something about your fucking life. Because we did, we decided to, and you haven't. So you want what's on the other side of the mountain, climb it so you can see it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That's the power of networking.
Yeah, goals of purpose.
Absolutely, 100,000%.
Be genuine about who you are. I think I just went to a big networking, and I was sharing with everybody yesterday. I'm so freaking happy because it's so much you talk with people. And you see people in their eyes, you look them in the eyes, like, mm-hmm. and you see they're pretending. It's just like a script.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an empty box talking to you that has no way to connect, like, for nothing. Mm. Like, you cannot do it. You are never going to achieve the next level, or mm-hmm. I don't think you can ever, unless you're a good narcissist or manipulator. I don't know. I don't think you can get there on that inner circle like you had the opportunity to do it if you were faking.
Yeah, no way, dude. Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a mask. It's going to fall off.
And it'll fall off.
It's just going to embarrass you in front of everybody. So I'm so freaking happy that I had so many great connections.
Yeah.
And I was just talking shit the way I do here. So, being real.
Be real.
I mean, yeah. Be real.
No, yeah.
You know who taught me to be real? People.
Yeah.
Fake fucking successful people taught me to be real. I've dined with, you know, different caliber people in church, in politics, mm-hmm. in business. And they're all proper and they're all clean and, you know, professional and shit on stage. And then when everybody leaves after a couple beers, fuck this, fuck that. I'm like, what? You cuss? Wait a minute. We wrapped down the night under prayer and everybody just left and you just threw two F-bombs? Whoa, what a shift of, you know.
Character.
Wow, dude. You know, and then politicians that promise you that they're going to do this for the community and do that for the community and give me your fucking vote. And then once they leave, you know, all the voters leave, they're like, oh, fuck, I'm tired of these folks. It's true, you know. But so I don't connect with these people. I don't connect with them. I never have. I just dislike them very much because it's, I see it like a two-faced, like a double standard type of thing.
Yeah.
Trying to serve this bunch over here, and then when they're gone, now I can be my normal self now. That's why I love being the way I am, because I can be me across the board. I was telling Sarah earlier, how you guys know me is how my wife and my kids know me. You know, there's only two people I don't, well, there's actually three people that I don't cuss in front of. And that's my mom, my dad, and one of my mentors. That's it. Nobody else. Everybody, I don't give a hell who you are. I am myself. And in my mind, present in my mind, it's like a second nature. My mom, my dad, and actually even if I'm joking around my dad, I'll throw a word here and there. But my mentor, I never, never cuss in front of this guy. And it's just that level of respect, you know? But it doesn't mean I'm changing who I am, right? But I'm not trying to be someone that he expects me to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am me, except for the cussing.
I cuss in front of my mentor, or I cuss at my mentor. All the time. I'm just saying, you know.
But you know, it's like Danny's saying, yeah. when somebody fakes it, you can tell. And it's totally. Such a huge disconnect. People feel that.
I don't even want to go out the topic, but you see that so many ways. It doesn't need to be even business related.
Right.
Sometimes you're just talking with someone and they energy, and then you look at their life, it's that people pleaser. That, oh my goodness, I'm just like, please God, take them away.
Wow.
It is crazy.
Anyway, I think we're off track here for the last half hour, but let's get back.
That's what we do.
It's all about networking.
Sarah, you're quiet over there. Give us some insight. What are you thinking? You're deep thinking over there.
No, what you guys are saying, you know, is very true. You have to be yourself when you're networking, because there will come a point where you'll be put to the test, right? When you're in those partnerships, or when you, you know, when you're working with someone, or when you're, you know, validating someone in front of somebody else, the trifecta effect that you said. So you'll be put to the test, and that's when the true colors will come out, because that's just your character, right? At the moment of that, the spur of the moment. So absolutely, you have to be your true self.
Yeah.
At all times.
And you know what sucks? You know what really sucks about not being yourself when you're networking is that people miss the fact that everybody has a fucking angle. Everybody in the networking group has an angle. Everybody's there for the quickest connect they can have.
Yeah.
To their benefit. You know? And when you stand your ground and you're true to yourself and you're there to offer versus take, then, you know, yeah, you're more vulnerable to getting sucked into something that sounds really hip and nice right now, right? Because you're there giving and they're looking to see who gives so they can take.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But long term, you automatically disconnect from those people. Just nature does that for you.
Yeah. You know? I agree. And that happens a lot sometimes because, again, you know, you're there to do what you do.
Yeah. Right?
And yeah, you find those people, man, those they're just trying to take advantage of a situation.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah.
That should, but you called it, like, you can see through that shit, you know, yeah. Or that stuff, I should say. You know, I don't want to cuss too much. My mentor's in the room. No, but I mean, those are all good points, right? But I'm going to go back and say what I said earlier, is that even still, right, that there's people out there that are looking to try to take advantage and shit, like, you know, that's just, it is what it is, right?
It's the nature of the beast.
Exactly, because yeah. there's some people that are like that, but mm-hmm. most people are there for the same reason you are.
Yeah.
Like, to build relationships yeah. and everything. Right. Yeah. There's just a select few that are going to be, it's just like people who fucking break the law, right?
Right.
Most people are going to abide by the law. Others are going to, you know, very few are going to break it.
Yeah. Right. And those don't tend to stick around.
No.
Often.
No, they get thrown in jail.
No, but I mean, the people with bad intentions and networking don't stick around long.
No, because I think people start to see through the bullshit, right? And it, nobody's giving them, at that point, you know, the time of day, right? It just kind of falls. They start to just fall off, you know? And good, right? Because even here, like, do we want that? No.
No bad apples.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, but the shitty part is we are going to come across some bad apples. That's just kind of how it goes. It's most people are going to be good, but a few won't. And we just, you know, got to know how to identify it and cut them off when we need to.
Yeah.
You have to, because you're building your brands. That's what you do, right? You're networking to build something beautiful. Mm-hmm. And if you come across with this freaking fake people, what they are doing, they're just burning themselves. How do you say
burning bridges?
Yeah, there you go. They're burning bridges before they even start walking.
Yeah.
And that is just like, no, thank you. And I mean, it's just a no. Like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah, you know, I hear a lot, and I said this earlier, I hear a lot the give them a chance. No, I'm in the mindset of
give me a chance.
I want to give myself a chance.
Yeah.
I want to give myself a chance to listen, like Danny said, to be able to feel the person out and see if we're a fit.
Right.
Right? Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be business. It could be various things in life. There's so much to life other than just fucking business. And look at who's saying that. But there's so many different connections in life that you can find through networking.
Yeah.
But you have to be consistent. Right. Whatever that realm is that you're looking for in life, you have to be consistent. Because nobody's going to throw up their life on you on that one first interaction.
Exactly.
It's that trust building. It's that reliability. It's
reputation.
That, yeah, all these different factors. But what other subject do we have on the list that we haven't touched on? Which is none of them, because
I think we kind of went through the whole list and kind of combined everything.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So let me ask you guys this: which is your favorite off of the list and? And why? What would you recommend to our listeners as your favorite, and why? Who wants to go first? Don't push each other.
Guys, I know, please, right? Gosh, hey, when you guys just, push like, each other, jumping all over each other and everything, and you know, talking over each other. God dang, I like knowledge and information.
Okay,
sharing and you know, sharing knowledge and gaining information where you can.
Yeah,
but I think the biggest thing is back to the quote, right? Is meeting somebody who knows something you don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just the most important thing because, again, I say that I've said this numerous times, you know, on this podcast, individually. I don't ever want to be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so to find somebody who knows something I don't.
Right.
Is, I mean, I know everything, but you know, I'm just kidding. No, but I mean, it's cool to find somebody who can, like I said, you may be stuck and you may not even know you're stuck, and you have a conversation with somebody about, you know, maybe something you're working on, and they may give you a whole different angle or just shed a whole different light on it. And you're like, holy shit, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So I think to me, knowledge and information is huge because, I mean, we're constantly trying to grow in that in that space.
Cool. Yeah. Cool.
I agree with Steve as well as personal development.
Okay.
I think they go hand in hand. You know, you want to, you know, meet new people to gain knowledge and to learn off of their experiences and whatnot. Try to, you know, see how you can walk in their shoes per se, you know, or not walk in their
shoes. Or not walk in their shoes.
Yeah. And the personal development, I guess, you know, you learn from others by, you know, just listening to them speak, just looking at them, how they move their hands, how they gesture, even those little details help you understand someone's, you know, like their personality, their characteristics, the value that they can bring.
Mm-hmm.
That tells you a lot of their character too.
I'm gonna add my 2 cents to that in how they are not alike. Okay.
Okay.
Because personal development clearly says here about soft skills in life, and knowledge and information is about hard skills in life. One is theory and the other one is application. Personal development is forever and ever and ever ongoing, you know, nonstop growth, right?
Right.
In the personal space.
Right.
And then the knowledge information could be maybe real estate, could be, you know, aviation, could be
brain surgery
like that surgeon, right? So but I see where you connect both, but yeah, I mean, personal development, that's one of my favorite too. Danny,
I don't know which one I like better.
All of them.
I like how I think they all connect with each other, you know, a point connect with the other. On the end of the day, networking is going to be all about the relationships that you are building, the system that you are going through to be you're building a system, you're going through a system, and once you're that system to others, you're looking ahead, like I say, you're looking 10 years ahead,
mm-hmm.
to find what's your next step. And mm-hmm. when you step it up, guess what? Someone that's stepping down, a little lower than you, you are that point of contact. That is the networking. It's making that possible to touch both sides.
Right, right.
That is what I think. It's been that connection in between, you know, that past point, right? Mm-hmm. I know what I'm learning right now. It's making me grow. And I know that some people or, you know, in our community still don't know half what I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God I'm learning.
Yeah, of course.
So I can pass.
Yeah.
I'm learning to grow, but what brings me joy, it's know sharing. That I can share that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That makes me happy.
Yeah.
So,
to me, out of this list is access to resources and support. And, you know, in essence, how I see this applicable to everybody listening, everybody looking to get into real estate investing, is it's not about the how, it's about the who. Mm-hmm. So if you have access to the connections, don't worry about the rest. Right? Because the quote says, everyone you meet will know something you don't.
Yep.
So having that access to, Steve was saying earlier, your higher profile people, it doesn't mean that they're better than you or they're better looking than you. They just maybe slightly, you know, more educated in that same field than you are. So they become higher profile. But having access to them is going to get you out of whatever bind you're in, maybe because of your lack of knowledge or resources or whatever, you know. But
I'm going to just say something on that. I just watched two movies, like on the plane, and both of the movies talk about the ones that doesn't have that much, and they ended up being that big.
Oh,
because they had the knowledge that the others didn't. And mm-hmm. one of the movies is BlackBerry, and the other one is
Isn't that a phone?
Yeah. And the story is the story for the phone.
Oh.
And it comes from, you know, like from a room with a bunch of friends trying to put something together from a toy. And then it's funny. And I love it. And the other one that I watch it, it's Dumb Money. And you should watch it because it was about the Robin Hood and all the trades. And seriously. Yeah. And they talk about everything. And they didn't believe a guy that started putting the signs and the trades out there. But he, because they say that he was like, nobody, who is that guy? It's just a joke, right? But the joke... ended up on both cases, the joke, well, not on BlackBerry because the guy was a genius on, you know, those stuffs. But like on the Dumb Money, they say the guy was a joke. But the joke, you know, made
was on them.
big head funds just go broke. So it's two moves that are, go watch people, go watch Netflix.
I say go watch The Negotiator and Heat. I like those movies.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Anyways, I love those.
All right, let's wrap it up. Anybody, any closing comments? Bruce is already over here trying to...
I don't try to just wrap up. Shut up. No, I just want to go back to my, you know, the statement I made earlier was, you know, find the time, make the time to go out and network.
Yeah.
Be consistent, you know, make those, build those relationships and you know, do what you can to bring value to that group you go network with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go with a purpose.
Sarah.
Yeah. Just network and meet new people and, you know, try to pick brains and share what you can. So you can just get as much as that communication that you're having with that person, right? So
yeah.
They can remember you and you can remember them and, yeah, just be consistent.
Yeah. Danny?
I think I see everything just like...
You're done?
It's not just the connection. Network goes well for both sides. So, yeah, that's just...
Well, you know, I want to say, if network with intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Network with the intention of driving back home inspired, motivated, just empowered to continue discovering the best version of yourself. Because that's what networking is about. Someone in that room can change your life in the fraction of a second if you go in there with the right intention. And then you drive back home and then you re-believe in your dream. You re-believe in yourself. And you wake up the next day like a fucking beast.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
You know? So always do it with intention. Because sometimes, the benefits don't come in the moment of the networking, but through the thought process after you've networked.
It is true.
Yeah.
Get it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's all right, guys, if you have any questions, send to info@becomeinvestor.com. Follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, or listen to our podcast at Spotify, Apple Podcast, and give us a 5 stars.
Give us those 5 stars.
Give us the 5 stars.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.